Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
WEEI Afternoons coming up on 3 o'clock here, and Fitzy walking in studio with stank face on. What the hell was that face for?
I thought I lost something.
Oh.
That was stank face. No, that was confusion face.
Your confusion face is a little stank face.
Oh, it has
face.
A little stank face. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was in this direction, too. I was wondering how we could have screwed something up already.
I haven't seen your wallet.
Yeah, says the kid from Chelsea.
Or the $112.32 that were in it.
Hey, by the way, we are also belated in wishing producer extraordinaire the ball game, the ball hawk, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you, boys.
22, 23?
Yeah, I had my first drink, too, over the weekend.
You don't look a day over 36.
Oh, I certainly feel it.
Wow.
Thanks, boys.
By the way, I was trying to get...
I heard you wore him down last week, plus.
Yeah.
Beat the snot out of him.
Actually utilizing his varied skill set. He was excellent last week, filling in across the platform.
He's always excellent.
No, but he was
excellent. Extra excellent. Really laying it on thick.
He's the Jaren Duran of this show, actually. He's going to be... Lairdman told me he might get traded at the deadline.
Forget that. Is there cake?
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know.
It's a faux pas to bring your own cake for your birthday.
But
isn't even today.
You can't give yourself your own nickname. You can't bring your own birthday cake in.
Well, what if you had a party yesterday and it was like a big sheet cake and there was like a half a sheet left and you're like, I can't leave this and I'll eat it myself.
Do you think sheet cakes travel well in 95 degree temperatures?
Well, he could try. It's not going to do well if it sits in his house either.
In his fridge.
Then he'll eat it and then he'll be fat Dan Ball. He'll be round Dan Ball.
He'll be round Ball.
Yeah. And we don't want that. So you didn't bring cake. This is a long way to get to telling us you didn't bring any cake.
No, I'm sorry to disappoint.
All right. Well, speaking of disappointing, it's 3 o'clock. No Ted Johnson, but it's still time for the 3-point stance.
319!
319!
319!
Yeah, there you go!
What's that?
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Boston up! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A 3-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you forgot to bring cake for your own birthday that isn't today, you got to get Glassman, and you can do that by calling all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host will get 60 seconds to present their opening stance, after which we will open up for discussion on each. With Ted Johnson not here today, our order is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy-Stevens, then myself. Dan Ball. Andy Hart, you are back in the saddle. You will lead us off, and are you ready?
Indeed. I've been thinking about this all week.
I'm sure you
this
haven't.
This will not be 60 seconds.
Not once.
Let's see how this goes. Here's your 60 seconds.
So this is actually a jumping off from a previous 3-point stance where I said I was worried about Christian Campbell. Dan Ball, you got your way. Christian Campbell is no longer a member of the Boston Red Sox. He's now a AAA player with a $60 million contract playing in Worcester. And I was listening to Jeff Passan on the midday show, but it was a clip from Friday night with Christian Arcand. And he was talking about the trade deadline. He thinks this is going to be kind of a weak trade deadline, not a lot of guys available. Anyone that you would want, if you're the Boston Red Sox, teams are going to be asking for big names in return, like Meyer, Anthony, and Christian Campbell. And I thought, Meyer, hell no. Anthony, hell no. But as I'm driving, I'm thinking, Christian Campbell? Would I? Yeah, I would. I would trade Christian Campbell. If teams want Christian Campbell, if he is seen as a commodity, if he is seen as a guy that's good value, because I think that contract, that $60 million eight-year deal, that's probably palatable for most teams. So you could talk to small market teams in Tampa and Pittsburgh, wherever. They might want Christian Campbell. I don't know what position he plays. I don't love his swing. And I know he was the minor league player of the year, but and the rookie of the month for the first month in the major leagues. I'm worried about what he is long term. I'm not sure he's a star. If teams want him, I would trade Christian Campbell.
All right, let's run through this. Christian Campbell for Mason Miller.
Oh my God, yes. I will just drive him in a bicycle all the way to Sacramento.
There's a greater chance of Ted Johnson showing up for a three-point stance in 2 minutes than there is of Christian Campbell getting traded for Mason Miller.
Wait a minute. Mason Miller is going to be a high-priced item.
Yeah.
Christian Campbell is, I believe, what they call it in the business, cost-controlled. I believe that's what they call it, cost-controlled.
He's eight for 60, possibly 10 for 100.
Okay, and if you believe he is what he was, the minor league player of the year mm-hmm. and the rookie of the month for mm-hmm. March/April.
Tremendous mm-hmm. potential.
The value for a team, that's a perfect example, Dan Ball. The Sacramento, soon-to-be Las Vegas A's, whatever they are, still a small market team, care about the books. That is a cost-controlled potential superstar that I would absolutely trade for Mason Miller. You give me two right. closers. I got two closers that both throw 103.
Wait. Who's saying how much? Wait, hold on. How long do you think they're gonna hold on to Chapman for?
I just need him for next year.
Girl,
we're waving the white flag. If we're trading Duran, we're waving the white flag. You trade Campbell, Miller. Miller and Chapman is the best 1-2 punch in a bullpen
Chapman
next year.
Is gone. He gone. Well, if they trade Duran, Chapman's gone.
If they do trade Duran, you might as well trade Chapman, too. That probably makes a lot of sense, actually. But anyway, stick to the point. Christian Campbell, at least listen.
Is he telling us to stick to the point?
Yes. At least listen to offers for Christian
Campbell.
Bit of a
pot kettle situation there.
He's a minor league player right now, Dan Ball. That's a fact, not an opinion,
he
correct?
He deserves
minor
the
league
time.
Player.
He needs time to steep. He needs time to marinate.
He's
he needs
tea?
Time. Yes.
No. Okay. Dan Ball. Take control.
Well, this is awkward. All right, Fitzy, are you ready?
Oh, it's my turn now. Yeah. Well, how do I follow up that?
I don't know, but stick to sports here in this one, yep. if you please. Here's your 60 seconds. They begin right now.
All righty. So, obviously, a very disappointing outcome this weekend. The Red Sox, as we mentioned earlier, lose their first series in over 2 weeks. They had won four series straight, one of which was a sweep of the New York Yankees. They were inching closer in the wild card column.
We're back, baby.
Inching closer in the AL East. They lose two of three this weekend, and unfortunately, of course, they lose two of those three to Rafael Devers' new team. He gets a cheap-ass home run on Saturday. It still counts because it exited from his bat outside of the ballpark as well off Brian Baio. Good game, winnable game. Sunday's game, a bit more disappointing because the Red Sox went back to, or at least reverted to, the form of the late April, early May Red Sox, getting in their own way. No clutch hitting, bullpen implosion, terrible defense. But I just need to remind everybody, one series does not a season or the rest of the season make. Red Sox fans that I've already seen on social media saying they lost to Devers, they lost the series, they're going back to their old losing ways, therefore I'm out. That sort of lack of Fenway faith I find infuriating. You cannot just jump ship yet because of one series loss to a guy that Andy and I just told you, and I believe you as well believe, the Red Sox are better off without. Hang tough.
Hanging tough.
New Kids on the Block.
Whoa, man. Is a Joey McIntyre sound alike in there. Jeez.
Can we get that clean? What'd you say, Stiz?
New Kids on the Block were my favorite group ever when I was younger. I used to think I was a new kid on the block.
And I used to think you were a man.
You know what's so funny? I actually watched a New Kids on the Block video over the weekend. Like, randomly, they popped into my head, uh-huh. and I watched the Hang Tough video.
So you hate seaweed, and you love New Kids on the Block. So you're a teenage girl.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Six of one, half dozen of the other.
Wow! Do they bully people on the island of St. Lucia as well?
Yeah, the bartenders bullied me.
Side note about the New Kids on the Block: When they made their money after Hangin' Tough just went global and they were selling out arenas everywhere, they bought Alma Wahlberg, the mom, a house in Braintree, 1.5 streets away from where I grew up. Nightmare, because all the cute girls were hanging out at the top of my street waiting for... Just go ahead and play Great
Such
Story.
Such a great story.
Thank you. So, like an idiot, me and all my friends were like, oh, this is fun. All the girls love New Kids, whatever. So one night, my friend and I were driving around, nothing to do, drove by the house, rolled down our windows, and yelled, New Kids suck! And we thought we were the coolest things in the world. I didn't get 100 yards away. 6 police cars surround my car. It's an off-duty cop car who's private security, followed by 5 police cars. I got a $70 ticket for not being able to find my registration and disturbing the peace. And then I had to protest the ticket. It was easily maybe the most terrifying and embarrassing moment of my life.
That was dumb.
Yeah, it was super dumb.
Couldn't find my registration, by the way.
I couldn't. I panicked. Well, the guy was like, no.
I got it here somewhere, officer. I swear.
A guy the size of Ted Johnson got out of a Ford Crown Vic LTD and goes, license and registration now, mother effer. I mean, you're like.
And it turns out that night you did not have the right stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, oh my Dan Ball.
Oh, Stiz.
Moving on, Dan Ball.
All right, Stiz. May I have 60 seconds, please?
Your 60 seconds begins right now.
I don't think I even want them anymore. All right. I'll stick with the Red Sox as well. Nick Stevens' former crush, Justin Slayton, on the injured list, not pitching right now, not even throwing a baseball, may never pitch again, some are saying, because of how the Red Sox treated him. Brendan Bernardino, very quietly, has only pitched in 3 games since June 9th, so he's kind of getting shadow injured listed right now. There's another Red Sox reliever who is currently being run into the ground, and a guy who I think is not long for this roster, and may be a guy going on the injured list when Jordan Hicks is activated at the end of the week. And that is Greg Weissert. He's given up 5 hits, 4 walks, 2 runs, only 2 strikeouts over his last 6 appearances. He has been awesome, especially in the wake of the Slayton injury, stepping up into that setup role, taking some saves, getting a couple chances to...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Close and doing very well in all of them, but in a very similar way that Andrew Bailey has handled this bullpen with other guys previously, Weissert is wearing out. He's getting tired. And so I think, unfortunately, he is the latest in a long line of relievers to be going either on the injured list or getting a shadow injured list, not being used for the days and weeks to come just because of how he's been deployed. Stiz, I don't know if that was 60 seconds or not, I think I'm at the end of my point. And so, unfortunately, there's another guy and a very important guy for the Red Sox in the Red Sox bullpen that I think is going to be.
I have thoughts.
Okay, go ahead.
So this is a great point you bring up. That May destroyed their bullpen. Mm-hmm. These guys are dropping like flies from that May. Bernardino was like led the league. He was every day Eddie
17
Bernardino.
It was all those games where they accrued that 7.12 first inning ERA. Yeah.
I have to ask the question, and this is more in Dan Ball's world because I don't analyze this stuff, the usages, different things. I know they do the whole red, green, yellow. Like, this guy's yellow, this guy's green to go in the bullpen, this guy's red, can't play, whatever. Like, we fixated on the protection of Crochet and that bullpen game when he lied to... Like, how come they don't fixate on the protection of the bullpen ever? Like, and I get it. One guy is an ace and a $200 million player and all that, and these guys are dime a dozen, and you bring in, like, four more new ones next year and all that. So, like, on the surface, I get it, but if they want, they kept telling us they were a good baseball team. Mm-hmm. If you're a good baseball team, you need a bullpen.
We got a good, like, baseball team.
Right?
Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. A lot. And if they believed that, and I don't know if they did or didn't, if it was lip service, but if you believed that, you need a bullpen, correct? Like, you can't be a good baseball team without a bullpen.
Yeah.
So if you run that bullpen into the ground in May, it's really no different than running Crochet into the ground. Because I also believe to be a good baseball team, you need an ace. And they were protecting the ace because they thought they were a good baseball team. And Alex Cora likes, you know, we're going to be playing meaningful games in September and October. Well, were you planning on playing meaningful games without a bullpen? Like, because, like, this falls in line. We've talked a lot about these inconsistencies in handling of players and theories and protection and who hits this and who doesn't that. And this is another one. Like, they protected the ace and they protect the starters, but we'll run the bullpen into the ground. And you're right, because there were times where the bullpen, if you had each of those guys at sort of their best stretch of, like, 10 days, you had a damn good bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
100%.
Weissert, Slayton, they got Chapman.
They got asked to do a lot.
Whitlock. And now you're going to have nobody. You're going to have either, you know, guys that I've never heard of getting called up from Worcester, or you're going to be having, you know, the Fitzes and the Dobbinses.
What about, well, Dobbins mixed, is down.
No, I know, but at some point, and, yeah, they'll be, like, long relievers and they'll be part
of
the bullpen.
What about Hicks and Harrison, the cornerstones of the trade?
Yeah, you might have those. We'll see.
Just trust me, bro.
Thank you, Breslow.
Sorry, Breslow. Pitching czar from Chicago. How would I ever question how you run the pitching staff? And that's the other thing. So Andrew Bailey, we all have issues with him, correct?
Absolutely.
On some level.
Yeah.
But this is another example of, do I blame everything on Bailey? Does he make every decision with the pitching staff and the bullpen? Does Cora not have a say? Does Breslow not have a say? Does whoever all these other people on the Zoom that I don't know but are quants not have a say? I feel like that we're going to lump a lot of blame on Andrew Bailey, and you just did it, and I'm not, like, calling you out for it. It's an easy...
No, he's the face of whatever the pitching strategy is supposed to be. The pitching lab and the pitching backwards and all the stuff that gets bemoaned is connected to him directly.
And we, especially on this show, where we talk to Alex Cora each and every week, 5:30 on Tuesday, I believe you said this
week. Yeah, that's correct, yes.
We defend Cora. A lot of the stuff that he's the face of, he isn't necessarily the decision maker. Breslow has started to tell us those are organizational decisions. Aren't some of these organizational decisions with the pitching as well, and we just blame Bailey? We've tried to run him out of town. As a show, we tried to run him out of town, if we're going to be honest. Mm-hmm. About a month ago, we were like, yeah, it's probably time for him to go. He's the biggest problem, run him out of town. Those are organizational decisions, no?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, okay. I think Breslow and Bailey, and I'm sure there are a bunch of, you know, quants, as you call them, a bunch of nerds, like myself, that are involved in that as well. But yeah, absolutely. I think much more pitching than hitting, Andy, to your point, there is organizational, quote-unquote, alignment on how they
quant
use it.
Quant feels like a nice way to say nerd, because people told you saying nerd was a bullying gesture.
Yeah. Quant, and it feels like a little, like, higher brow.
Yeah.
People are like, Is that a compliment?
Like the Jets and the Sharks?
Is that a jab? I don't even know what he's saying. Is it offensive?
It's the quants versus the bolts.
Yes.
It's like a machine head is now a bolt.
Yes. So you say quants and people...
I just thought of that. Good for me.
Sort of like the panda on the emoji game.
Well, I hope you ask Alex Cora that tomorrow. How much decision power does Bailey have?
And how much do you regret running your bullpen into the ground? 617? Well,
but also he got rung up out of a game. So who's the bench coach that had to manage for him?
Ramon Vasquez.
Vasquez.
2-0, you know.
That happened two nights in a row.
Oh, now we're going to blame those 2 nights, Vasquez running
saying,
the bullpen
into
the ground?
Starting pitching. So goes, the Twitch chat has said it many times as well, so goes the starting pitching on this team, so goes the Red Sox 2025. Period.
How are you feeling about Walker Buehler
simple.
Tonight?
Not great.
He's just Bisper
or something. And
I still like him. Listen, he became my guy the second he dropped Verdugo to end the World Series. And then just did the "Are you not entertained?" I'll love him forever for that. Then he came to this team. He's been a hoss.
And he's
at times.
Pitching like he's pitched in the regular season. Not good.
He's highly accountable. I'm just very disappointed that he can't pitch to a sub-4 ERA. He can't give you any consistency. Right. He's his own worst enemy. If he gives you two scoreless, there's a good chance you're getting a good Walker Buehler outing. If he can't escape the second without giving up two runs or more, you're cooked.
And the 781 had the same exact reaction to Fitzy's side 3-point stance story about the new kids on the block.
Kids on the block, yeah.
Group of hot chicks on the block, and all Fitzy can come up with is "New Kids on the Block sucks" to yell as he drives by. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. Let's not try to weasel our way into the hot chicks. Let's say something we know is going to annoy them. Is this like the little kid in elementary school? If you throw paper at a girl, it means you like her?
Yeah.
Is that what you guys were doing? Mm-hmm. It didn't work.
Yeah, it
did. Because they hated you, and the cops hated you.
Mm-hmm.
But that was my exact response. Hot girls. He said there's all these hot girls hanging out at the end of the street.
Yeah, but like, there was...
You alienated
them. There was such a massive backlash amongst like teens and preteens on the South Shore and all over against New Kids. I don't know. It was just an obviously.
Yeah, but
I don't think
were you not a performer
to have a clinical
yet in your life?
I don't think you need to have a clinical psychology degree to understand that it was just pure envy, jealousy, both, whatever you want to call it.
I think the smarter plan might have been as young Fitzy,
yes.
I think was a performer already, knew he had some performing in him. Maybe, I don't know, learn a New Kids on the Block song, maybe dress up like and like. Get out there, start singing, and maybe some
and
of the girls are like,
hey, girls, I'll be loving you forever.
Yes.
What's up?
Instead, they suck. That was the dumbest thing you've ever done.
I told you. I've done.
Maybe dumber.
I doubt it. Look at his face.
That's true.
All right.
Don't talk back to the wife.
That Karen Reed rally I went to was
no
wild.
No one had any thoughts on wanting to trade Christian Campbell? You know what the first thought on the text line
idea.
Was? You can't get anything for him. I thought I'd get
his
brushed
value
back.
Is at the bottom of the barrel right now.
Wait a minute,
it's not anything.
Wait a minute. He's the minor league player of the year.
And
a year
you
ago.
Think he's so good.
And rookie of the, it doesn't matter what I think. Other teams have thoughts. Other teams have scouting reports. Yes, you can save that. I'll clean it up for you. It doesn't matter what I think. Now you get a good clean version. Other teams are going to have scouting reports on Christian Campbell. Right, I think some of them. You're telling me there's 30 teams in baseball and all 30 now think the guy is not good?
I mean, not good is a bit strong, but definitely having lower value, being a buy low kind of commodity, absolutely.
Would anybody trade for Jackson Holliday?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's one year removed from what Christian Campbell is right now.
That's my point.
It's a highly talented prospect.
Did everybody say Jackson Holliday stinks when he went down?
They said he's having he's struggling to start his major league career.
He also doesn't have a cost-controlled contract.
Right.
Money matters in Major League Baseball. We just learned that with Rafael Devers, and I do believe... As Alex Cora likes to say, I do believe that Christian Campbell's contract and his potential make him a potential trade chip.
I don't think his contract has quite that much value given how much he struggled in the last month. I think right now you're a little closer to they overpaid too soon for Christian Campbell versus this is a benefit or a great deal for
how
this
quickly
player.
We forget that we were raving
Zero.
About him to start the year.
Yeah,
raving
and it was
month.
Deserved. And then
who
the
was
league,
the best rookie in baseball?
Christian Campbell. And then the league caught up to him and now he stinks.
You also have a clean cut of that as well. So you think you could get nothing for him. Okay. And you're right. I wouldn't just dump him. I'm not in salary dump mode. I just think there's probably still some value to a Christian Campbell that you could get something for him. 617-779-7937. Christian Campbell, would you trade him? If you have thoughts, share them. Text line, that's the same number. We got to see your calls lining up. The Devers situation. I still think... This Devers situation is going to be much debated. And I think, and people have called me out because, yes, a couple weeks ago at one point I did say I was on Team Devers for a minute because I thought the crap show of communication in the background between Breslow and Sam Kennedy and all those guys was understandable. But I've jumped ship on that. I'm back. I hate Devers. He's gone. Good riddance. Don't need him anymore. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll continue to take your Red Sox calls, but we'll also turn our attention to the NBA Finals, which kind of petered out last night. There was a big injury. And there's a team that's on the brink of being a dynasty? Or are we not so sure anymore? A little NBA Finals reaction next on WEEI Afternoon.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.